Some things from home here, I'm heading home. That same time home here, I'm heading home. Hold on, leave dates on me, it won't be long. Walking on streets of gold, singing around my soul. Nothing can hold me here, I'm heading home. And then there's some folks that are down here, and their goal in life is to obtain treasures and riches. Amen. They spend their whole life, amen, trying to obtain that goal in life of being rich or being in the high society. Amen. But then I want you to know something, though. That has never really been my goal. Amen. Because I got a glimpse of Jesus one day. Amen. He changed my life. He turned me around. Amen. And he told me if I lay my treasure up on the other side, amen, I don't have to worry about security systems. I don't have to worry about thieves. I don't have to worry about deterioration. Why? Because moth and rust doesn't corrupt. Amen. The thief can't break in and steal. Why? Amen. Because I have laid my treasure on the other side. And when the trumpet sounds and the dead in Christ rise first, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. And those shall we ever be with the Lord, friend. Nothing in this world can hold me here. Why? I laid off the weights. I laid off the sin. Amen. I'm running this race. I'm running for all of us worth. Amen. Why? Because I know there's a day coming whenever the trump of God shall sound. Amen. And this incorruption, this corruptible will put on incorruption, and we will be changed forever. Amen. May ever be with the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, if I sit down and hear the horn that trumpet sounds, if they lay my body in that cold, cold ground, you don't have to cry for me or sing those old sad songs, cause nothing can hold me here. I'm heading home. Oh, nothing can hold me here. I'm heading home. Hold on, leave it to me. It won't be long till I'm walking on streets of gold, singing around that song. Nothing can hold me here. I'm heading home. Well, some look for wealth down here, some look for fame. I look for Jesus, for with him I'll reign. I'm just a pilgrim here, soon I'll be gone. For nothing can hold me here. I'm heading home. Nothing can hold me here. I'm heading home. Hold on, leave it to me. It won't be long till I'm walking on the streets of gold, singing around my soul. Nothing can hold me here. I'm heading home. If you're headed home this morning, would you lift your hands this morning? Let's give God praise and glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Let me read you a verse of scripture in 2 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 18. I'll refer to some of the chapter a little later, but we'll start short. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. I like to talk about real optimism this morning. Real optimism. Amen. A lot of folks claim religion, but they can't make it work when everything goes wrong. And a lot of people claim religion today, but it don't take much to get us to sing the blues. Amen. There's a lot of people claim to be saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, but just let a few things go into reverse, and they'll just about lose their song and their testimony and almost quit going to church. Huh? So I won't preach about real optimism this morning. I mean the kind that you have. I mean, Paul is so optimistic about the future. Amen. Now, he's sitting in the jailhouse, if you please. A stinking, dank, damp, cold Roman jail. Amen. I'm talking about with rats a-crawling and little food. Amen. And the pot in the corner, if he even had that much. Paul was in jail. And it was cold in there. Amen. And he gives charge to the young preacher. Praise God. He forgets about himself. He looks beyond the prison walls, above the bars, above the iron gates, above the guards, above the guillotine out there. When the sun shines right, the shadow crosses right over the bars. Amen. And he said, I charge you before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and dead at his appearing and kingdom, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove and rebuke, and exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. I just started preaching. Amen. We was in a fellowship meeting north of Thayer, Missouri, in a country church. Amen. And some of us young preachers were being ordained, and they laid their hands on me and anointed me with oil and prayed for me. And a message in tongues went forth, and Sister Rosa Hatfield gave the interpretation, and it went like this. Preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine, for the time will come when they'll not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust will heap themselves teachers having itching ears, and will turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But preach the word anyhow, Timothy. Well, that don't look too optimistic. That's realism. Amen. You can still be optimistic and be a realist. And Paul don't paint too rosy a picture for the future for the young preacher. Amen. I'm sure he wishes he could tell him something better, but he says a time will come when they'll not endure sound doctrine. What do you do when people don't endure sound doctrine? Preach sound doctrine anyway. Amen. Brother Kenny and Sister Vera May have been taking care of the church that they pastored for years, and it has since gone charismatic, and in the absence of preacher, they called them back in to preach for them for a couple of months, and Brother Kenny told me, he said, I've just been preaching to them. And he said, a couple of guys was talking when they went out of church, said, boy, we haven't heard anything like that for 12, 15 years. They're glad to hear it. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Brand told me, said, I told him, said, you ladies get up here singing in the choir looking like a bunch of Jezebels. It's about time that you started looking like Christians. Amen. Whew, hallelujah. Of course, if you're just going to stay a couple of months, you know, amen, and you ain't got anything to lose. That's what I told him. I said, you don't have anything to lose. He said, that's right. I don't have anything to lose. They're about to vote in another preacher. Amen. So, Brother Brown, the preacher, a little holiness to him. Hallelujah. Amen. They'll turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned on the fables. Amen. You know, people, they really want you to lie to them. They don't want you to tell them the truth. They want you to paint them a rosy picture if it has to be false. Amen. We like those fables. Amen. Hey, amen. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, Timothy. If you preach this gospel, you'll have some just like I've got. Affliction. He's talking about persecution. And make full proof of your ministry. What is the acid test of the ministry? Regardless of the afflictions, you go ahead. And you preach anyway. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen, Listen to the preacher. I'm telling you, you talk about if anybody had a right to sing the blues, he had a right to sing the blues. He said, I'm now ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. I've fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but to all them that love his appearing. That is real optimism, folks. Ooh-wee. Loving his appearing. Hallelujah. Do your diligence. Do your best to come shortly to me. Why? I need you, Timothy. I need your comfort. I need your fellowship. And I need what you can bring, because so many have left me. Demas hath forsaken me. He got tired of following this jailbird. He got tired of sharing the afflictions with the preacher that spent more time in jail than he did out. Amen. He got tired of it, and he departed to Thessalonica, and Cretans to Galatia, and Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Thank God for the beloved physician. Amen. He had one of the best doctors of the day at his side. Amen. In those last hours. And he knew it was the last hours. I'm ready, he said, to be offered. The time my departure is at hand. Luke's with me. Amen. Take Mark and bring him. That was a big change. Amen. He'd canceled him out back down the road, remember? Wouldn't take him on the next missionary journey. Praise God. But now, praise God, he's at the end of the road. He's got a milder, softer look at things. Praise God. And he realizes the potential of a young preacher. And he said, bring Mark, I need him. Amen. Mark has proved himself now. Mark, you see, he was almost like Demas at first. He couldn't stand the afflictions. And he left Paul. Amen. Max Lynch told us that he was having stomach trouble, preaching on the campus every day and having stomach trouble. But almost every day he was getting arrested and riding in the squad car to jail. And he said, the reason for my stomach trouble was I just couldn't get used to riding in that squad car. It do make a difference, folks. Amen. Oh, you're positive this morning. Oh, you're positive today. Amen. Because you got it going good. It's as soft around your place as a feather bed, and you still can't hardly keep from singing the blues. You got 3 square meals a day, more clothes than you can wear. Amen. More property and goods you shake a stick at. Amen. And you still sing the blues. Hey, where is thy optimism? Optimism is another way of saying thankfulness. Because with all these things, we can't hardly keep our head above water and smile. Come on. Hey, hallelujah. My goodness, young folks singing the blues down in the mouth because they see all those other kids enjoying this present world. Hey, you haven't got any blood in your shoes yet. You've not endured any real persecution yet. You've not rode in a squad car yet even. Amen. You've not been thrown behind bars. They told me about that early revival in Cincinnati, and one of the preachers that was in his preach right behind the pulpit used to come by once in a while. Amen. He said, I thought everything would be wonderful after I got saved. Amen. We were singing and shouting, and the police came in and arrested us all in person jail in Cincinnati for disturbing the peace. Amen. I mean, that's right in our lifetime. My lifetime. Amen. And some of the older ones' lifetime.
not our younger lifetime. We built some bridges, folks. I told folks that I made it to Paducah in record time, but I must have crossed 50 bridges at least. And if just one of those bridges had been out, I wouldn't have made it at all. But I got across the Ohio River real quick because somebody built a bridge. I crossed the Kentucky, the Tennessee, and the Cumberland. Amen. And a whole bunch in between because somebody built bridges. If I'd have had to stop at either one of them and waited for a ferry, I wouldn't have made it in time to preach. I still wouldn't have been at Paducah. Amen. But somebody built some bridges. We got it better today because somebody built some bridges. Come home. But we need to prepare our hearts and get ready to face some things. Praise God. There's some folks here this morning that have faced some things that probably they wouldn't have had to face if they'd have been a Christian and just lied their way out of it. Amen. It's not very often like that old preacher out Oklahoma that got saved. He was a crook. He'd shot the bank full of holes, and they could still point to the holes in the walls where he'd shot the bank full of holes. Praise God. And he got saved. L.D. Moore told about him. I met him, shook hands with him a few years ago. Praise God. Amen. He was wanted. Hey, he was on wanted posters, and he got saved. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he went back and he told the sheriff, he said, I'm wanted for crimes. Amen. And the sheriff thumbed through his leaflets and he couldn't find it. He said, amen. He said, I can't find anything on you here. He said, go on. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the Lord opened the door for him to preach. Praise God. And he preached and made a good account of his life, the rest of his life. Praise God. But not very many of us have faced very much for God. Amen. The cloak I left at Troas. Paul didn't have 15 overcoats like I've got. Amen. Amen. I mean, I've got black ones, gray ones, brown ones, leather ones. I mean, you name it. I've collected a bunch of them. Amen. I got them laying around everywhere, so I won't be without one. Amen. And the cloak I left at Troas with Carpus, when thou comest, bring with thee, and the books, but especially the parchments. Aren't we blessed? We're so blessed. Amen. Look at that stack of Bibles there. Man, I'm telling you, some of them worth $100 a piece. That Dugan Bible, you can't even buy it now. Brother Cox gave it to me. Amen. You can't even find one now. It's a collector's item. Amen. It's silver. Amen. Silver back. It's got a big concordance in it. Amen. If it didn't have any other one than that one, that's all I would need. I got a stack of them. Amen. We're blessed, aren't we? Amen. Good books to read. Praise God. You talk about entertainment. Amen. We can bury ourselves in the likes of the greatest writers of bygone years and accumulate knowledge and become the sum total of all that have gone before us. Praise God. And here Paul is in a dank Roman jail. Amen. With nothing to read. Hallelujah. And he says, and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and preserve me into his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever. Amen. That is real optimism, folks. Amen. I'm preaching on this. Amen. I wrote down here as I was praying, God gave me this scripture, and so I wrote it down in my Bible. Sometimes I open the Bible while I'm praying, and a scripture leaps out at me. It's just like God's talking to me. And He gives me a promise. I wrote here, given November the 22nd, 1999. Amen. Just before Thanksgiving, amen, I dipped into Paul's optimism. Hallelujah.
Optimism, brother. I mean, you talk about optimism for the time of the end. I'm telling you what, Christians today are so bogged down in this world and their plans and what they want to do, amen, that if they thought Jesus was coming this week, they'd get the blues. That's not the right kind of optimism. Amen. Paul had gone through all kinds of afflictions. He knew that he was in the end of his career. He said, I'm now ready to be offered. Amen. Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his work. Of whom be thou aware also, for he greatly withstood our words. At my first answer, no man stood with me. Amen. We got fellowship on the right and on the left. We've always got somebody to lean on. But here Paul is. Amen. Standing before worldly courts and judges with no one to plead his cause. But God said through the lips of Paul, I'll take care of Alexander the coppersmith. Amen. I'll tell you what, the people that does the godly and good and holy people wrong, their times are coming. Amen. Those who are incorrigibly, unchangeably anti-Christ, anti-church, anti-God, anti-Bible, their times are coming. Amen. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. Hallelujah. He delivers again. Amen. In just a few days, Paul would run to the chop block. They say that he broke to run, laid his head on the block. Amen. And as the guillotine fell and his head rolled into the vessel prepared for it, and the blood came out, his own words were fulfilled. I'm now ready to be offered. The Greek rendering there is poured out like a libation to God. But in spite of it, he wasn't singing the blues. Hey, amen. Amen. I heard what's that brother David Rain preaching, you know, that he can't hardly talk plain. He preaches some of the biggest churches in the world. He's scheduled 2 years ahead of time. Amen. And I can't remember what he's got, but he told him, he said, as he preached and addressed that congregation, he told them what he had, muscular dystrophy or something or other. Amen. I can't remember what he had. Amen. About the same thing that little David Brock could preach for a few weeks ago. Only, amen, Dave, his dad said, David Rain is worse shape than Dave is. Amen. And he said, what's your problem? Amen. Hallelujah. Still preaching. Going on with God. Well, I can't hardly get up and testify. Little David can, with his twisted feet. Amen. And his crippled joints, praise God. He can preach and run and shout and glorify God. What's your problem? Amen. I heard Arvis Swafford, amen, as he shouted the victory in church and the glory of God came down. Amen. He said, I've got a disease that's 90 times more rare than cancer. Amen. And he said, I've been in the hospital 90 times and I'm still shouting the victory. What's your problem? Amen. I'm preaching
for a little while today on real optimism. Now, how could Paul say that? I mean, in view of the chop block, he knew that it was about over. He has been left by himself, and no man stood with him, and God delivered him out of the hand of the lion. Praise God, and he's escaped with his life, but he's still in jail. Yet with an optimism that defies explanation, he said, "The Lord will deliver me from every evil work." What did he mean? How could he say that, Oscar Oakley? Amen. Because nothing could happen to him that was out of heaven's control. Aren't you glad to know, praise God, that regardless of what happens, he's still in control? Aren't you glad to know that the overriding providence of God, praise God, is still the very real element, praise God, that guards and guides and superintends and pervades everything that can happen to us? Angels look on, and even the devil can't do too much. God pull rein on him. Put a hook in his jaw. I'll tell you this morning, you may be going through it, but the devil can't even kill you till God gets through with it. Amen. Woo, glory to God. Old saying, you know, people that was into it with each other, and one of them said, "I'm going to kill you," and said, "You may do it, but you can't eat me." Amen. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. We got even a better optimism than that. Come on. Amen. "The Lord will deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me." That's deliverance, praise God, from every evil work. God's in command. God's in control. That's preservation, if you will. Hallelujah. God will keep us. God will watch over us. God will preserve us. Amen. And because Paul built bridges, we got it better today. Because our fathers built bridges. Amen. We can go to church more and do more for God, but too many times less. Amen. We can go to church more and do more for God, give more and minister to more and serve more and do better. But I've heard it just lately. I'm tired of going to church. I'm tired of going to church all the time. Huh. What's wrong? I'll admit that sometimes we need to come aside and rest a while. I think just before you have a nervous breakdown, you need to come aside and rest a while. Amen. But even the right attitude can keep you from having a nervous breakdown. Well, the best way I know to keep from having a nervous breakdown, stay busy, not be idle. Hey, amen, people get into trouble when they're idle. It's fullness of bread and abundance of idleness that kills nations. It destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. That was the underlying wickedness of Sodom and Gomorrah. And if we're not careful, it will destroy America tonight. No, it's not what you're going through with that's hurting you. Amen. It's how you're looking at what you're going through with. I'm talking about real optimism. He foresaw a heavenly kingdom. There's a better one than this, folks. Amen. Listen to what he said. "Preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom." I'm all right and I'm going someplace and I know where I'm going. Amen. "To whom be glory forever." Amen. He saw it. Hallelujah. He had faith for it. Glory forever. Amen. Glory to God. Salute Prisca and Aquila and household of Onesiphorus, Erastus abode at Corinth, but Trophimus have I left at Miletum sick. What's Trophimus? Optimism in the face of his sickness. Huh? Amen. "The Lord will deliver me from every evil work. The sun's going to shine again. No storm lasts forever. And the night never was so long but what the sun broke the morning. And Jesus is going to break the morning for you. And the host of heaven will sing again, praise God. Ah, praise God, Sister Sharon, you don't have to worry. Brother Don, you don't have to worry about little Hazel Ann on the other side. You can go see her. Amen, it's ease on this side that you got to worry about. Amen. Little Hazel Ann will never break your heart, even though your heart was broken. Amen. Someday it'll be fully healed. Glory to God. Just across the bridge. Jesus built a bridge for us. Hallelujah. A bridge through death. Do thy diligence to come to me before winter. Eubulus greeteth thee, and Prudence and Linus and Claudia and all the brethren. And the Lord Jesus Christ be with thy spirit, my brothers and sisters. We need each other. We need each other to help each other be optimistic in the end time. And it may well be the end. It may well just to be about over. I face the immediate tomorrows with fear and trembling. Amen. Because something is in the air. Amen. But God will deliver me from every evil work and preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom. Stand with us. As we sing, let's come around and let's have a time of prayer. You have to go. Somebody be preaching at 6:30 tonight. Amen. Glory to God. I want you to cultivate that optimism. Set your sights higher. If you look too low, you'll sing the blues. If you look too low, you'll get bogged down. Look beyond the guillotine. Look beyond the cross to the glittering crown. Hallelujah. Look above the present strife, pain, tribulation. Ah, yes. Yes, the afflictions. Paul called them light afflictions. He said, this light afflictions worketh a more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. What optimism. What real optimism he has.
Across the bridge there's no sorrow. Across the bridge there's no more pain. The sun will shine across the river. And you'll never be unhappy again. I have lived a life of sin. In this world I'm living in, I have done forbidden things.